Time for the second half of our talk with Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service, talking salmon fishing, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, what's your plan then after we get this rain? Are you going to fish in the rain? Are you going to wait till after the rain? Because, you know, we've talked about this before. That can change things in hours instead of days.
There's no doubt about it, Adam. I mean, I've been on river systems and within hours seen just a surge of fish. And the fish were hot. They were down in the deep pools. They were in the pockets. They were off the mouth of the river, you know, just waiting for that tick, that time to run. It says, uh-oh, now it's time, let's go, and they push. I've seen things change in hours. It's not always a day thing. I am not going to fish in the rain. The rain is supposed to come later in the afternoon and through the night. So my plan is to be out on a specific river at around 4:30 to 5 a.m., right at the tail end of the storm. So that will give fish all night the darkness of cover, the veil of cover, to feel secure. They'll move around, is my hope, and start charging up into the river. And then I'm going to get out there bright and early and swing some flies, put some big stuff on to irritate them, to get their eyeballs opened, and just swing some big stuff and hope for a solid hookup.
Sounds good. All right, quickly here, are you hearing good reports about the coho in Lake Superior right now? We're still not seeing, you know, appreciable numbers in the rivers coming out of lakes into Lake Superior, but we are hearing that the average size of coho is up a good couple pounds this year.
You know, I've got some buddies up around you and you specifically, and talking to some of the other guides up there, you know, Nick Simon and people like that. They are catching fish. I will say this, Lake Superior is in far better shape than Lake Michigan. You know, to me, I run a little triangle here, and I go into Schoolcraft County, Marquette County, Menominee County, and that's kind of my triangle for the rivers that I fish. And the news coming from up in your neck of the woods is better. You know, you've got where you had that 3 to 4 pound average coho. I'm hearing sixes, sevens, possibly eights. So bigger, healthier fish, and somebody even put a whisper into my ear that you guys are seeing some pinks up there over the last week. So with that being said, man, get out there and fish these fish, because it's not going to be too long that it's going to get cold and you're going to, you know, people are going to start hibernating. Get back out there, get in this water while it's beautiful outside. There's again, it's a time thing right now. The more time you put in, the better your odds are going to be.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I really appreciate your time today and chatting, and maybe we'll check in with you after the weekend, and want to wish you good luck on Friday morning.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Give me a call next Monday, and I'll fill you in gladly.
All right. Chris Gaswicki from Caddisshack Guide Service, and this is The Outdoor Show.